The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee, for Jesus himself testified, "A prophet has no honor in his native place." He came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves have gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. And he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea. He went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go. Your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover. They told him, "The fever left him yesterday about 1 in the afternoon." The father realized just at that time Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. We see in the Gospel today that Jesus is rejected by those that he know him the most, his closest friends, maybe even some family members who aren't open to him. But that doesn't discourage Jesus. What he does is he teaches us to keep on going. And there are going to be moments in our lives where those that we love the most are going to disappoint us. We're going to feel like they're not going to be there for us. And our Lord reminds us to not stay so focused on that, but be reminded of how many blessings we do have in our own lives. So if people rejected Jesus, there are going to be moments in our lives when we too face rejection. But Jesus is teaching us to keep on going. So it's very easy for all of us to get discouraged, or to fall into despair. But Christ is telling us this Monday morning to trust in him. So who is it in your life that maybe has disappointed you lately? Maybe it's a family member, a classmate, whoever it is. And I want us to pray for those people right now.